The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. Here with a name you know. You've seen him so many times here on Fightful, and it seems like every few months when I talk to him, he's hit like another career high.
Yeah.
In the time since I've talked to Steve Macklin, he has had incredible matches with PCO, with Alex Shelley, with Josh Alexander.
Just keep going.
Why don't you do something? Why don't you just do something?
That's just it, though, is just doing something. That's all I have ever wanted.
You haven't had a great match with Joel Pearl yet.
No, I haven't. I don't think that match will ever happen, just because I'll probably be arrested for it.
Okay.
So I know he's a big fan of me.
Yeah, so, he is.
Yeah. But it is good to always chat. I love when we get to sit down.
Is there anything particularly you've heard him say on the post-impact show that you're like...
He doesn't put me over as much as he used to anymore. At first, he was kissing my ass a lot, and then now, for some reason, he has this thing against me. So anytime it comes about talking about my segment or my match, he just kind of blows over it quickly.
Yeah, it'll be like, Cresta, please put him over, because I can't.
He doesn't want to.
So I mentioned at the top of the interview the just unbelievable streak of like some of the greatest matches in Impact history that you've had. PCO, Alex Shelley, Josh Alexander are three that come like right to mind. And this is after your world title run, after dealing with, you know, some injuries and things like that. How has that been for you to like look at this work that you have put forth? And I had mentioned to Deanna before, she got the opportunity to prove she was a main eventer. You immediately stepped into Impact and proved you were a main eventer.
Yeah, and it was good for even as soon as I got to Impact, I got to build myself. And I'm always for longevity. It's not a sprint in this business, it's a marathon. So to be able to build that equity and show the world the kind of person that I can be in the ring and outside of the ring, of being able to do interviews, being able to do media, to show myself as a top guy somewhere, which I've always seen in myself and I've always just wanted that opportunity. And now Impact, now TNA, I've kind of shown them that, and after my almost 3 years that I've been there now, coming up on 3 years.
And wild to think it's already been 3 years.
Yeah, time flies, and it's just been a lot of fun. And do I wish my world title reign was a lot longer? Yes. Do I regret being hurt in a match in Australia in my rematch? Yes, things happen. But it also put me into a place now, too, where I've kind of slowed down on training, how I actually act out of the ring. I'm getting older, getting wiser. My wife's smartened me up a little bit. She tells me to slow down a little bit because I like to just go, and that's just me. If I'm working, I'm going, and it's fun to hear be at WrestleCade just because it's my first time here ever at a WrestleCade. So being able to do these, I'm not a big fan of signings, so just getting to do these are fun.
I like to imagine her as like Rip Rogers,
being like, slow the fuck down.
Maybe not as vulgar. Maybe not as vulgar, even though I love Rip. But she has a little bit of that.
I didn't know it was humanly possible to say the F word in a sentence as many times as he did the first time I talked to him.
To be fair, I say that. I say fuck a lot.
Okay. So you're free to do
it's
it.
It's an here. Adverb, an adjective, a pronoun, an adverb. It is. Like, it's everywhere.
It
for
is
me.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
So, when's the moment in a match, like the three that we mentioned, where it hits you and you're like, this is special. This is it. Is it a certain crowd reaction? Is it maybe the first lockup looking across the ring from somebody like Alex Shelley? But is there something like that where in the midst of it, you are aware and you're like, this is special? Or are you on autopilot and you're like, I'm just working?
There's times. I think I had one with Trey when we had the Hard to Kill the match. There was a few moments in that match where it was slowed down and it was in the heat. Just kind of beating the crap out of him, and I'm just like, it's a good moment. Like, this is working the way that I envisioned it and how I saw it to be. With Shelley, just as soon as the bell rang, we looked at each other, and it was just, I have a lot of respect for him, for what he's done to this business for the amount of years, and he's kind of been a mentor to me as well. So he's never, it was just one of those cool moments of like, oh, I finally get to do this. And even me and Josh, behind the scenes, Josh and I have become really close friends. We have very similar taste in wrestling, so it's really cool to just kind of have that friendship and to be able to do that. That's one of those ones I do wish we could have back because we both came back from injury. It was my first match back in the ring in a few months after I tore my groin. And it was one of those ones where, like, it was good, but it wasn't what it should have been, at least to me. I know a lot of fans loved it.
It was amazing.
I know a lot of people loved it, but it could have been better.
I thought it was one of the best matches in the history of the company.
Thank you.
And, I mean, it's one of those things where I hope it gets run back. He's terrible at racing scooters. Did you see
me
smoke him? I smoked him.
He's
my
Canadian.
Shoe fell off, and I won on one foot. This guy, like, not even close, not even close. But I loved your X Division run too, because I don't think anybody expected an X Division run. And the way that I would compare it when we would review the show, I was like, it's like, if you put Rhino in his prime in the X Division, like that type of intensity where everything you did, it was different than what they did, but it also fit.
Yeah. And I think we talked about that too in interviews where it's just, it's the X Division is just whatever you want it to be.
Yes.
And that's what I always was drawn to with TNA back in the day with AJ and Joe. Just, it was a mix of styles, and that's cool when you get those clashes, because when it's the same thing over and over again, and you get a high flyer and a high flyer, and it's just, it's great, but it's just like there's something missing sometimes, or that element in the match that makes it special. And I just think that's what makes the X Division perfect. And what I
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Love to go back after the X Division title? Yes. So who knows what the new the new merger going on with TNA coming back.
I'm so excited. I was going to ask you about that. So I was a TNA fanatic. Like, from 2005 to 2009, that's where my ass was parked. Like, that was the show for me. I had become disenfranchised by some other wrestling, and I was like, this is what I want to see. This is cool. I had the familiar, you know, some of the familiar stars, but the X Division was there. Tag Team Division was great. What were your feelings on the TNA rebrand? Because you were a part of that video. Did you even know when you filmed that video that it was TNA coming back?
No, I was told, hey, we're just going to do this, but what's it for? Like, oh, it might be for the Hard to Kill. I'm like, oh, okay,
that's
cool.
That's great.
And then once we're all kind of sitting there for the moment, and I'm like, everybody was setting up lights and the cameras, I was like, oh, okay, I kind of have an idea. Something's happening. I was like, it's either a big announcement for a new TV deal or we're changing back to TNA. And I was kind of right. I looked at D and I was like, oh, we're going to be TNA again. But it was just one of those things, too, where it's always been talked about behind the scenes, and it's funny because anybody's like, oh, like, who do you work for? I'm like, oh, Impact Wrestling. Like, oh, I've never heard of him. I'm like, do you remember TNA Wrestling?
Yes.
People are like, oh, I love TNA Wrestling. I'm like, well, that's TNA. So you have enough of those conversations where, like, okay, this makes sense. So
a lot of people don't realize because they're like, oh, she could be a TNA Knockout. She already was. Yeah. One of her first matches was in TNA.
Was it her in Madison?
So, like, that rebrand, I know a lot of people, like, this was 3-4 regimes ago when it was the LOL TNA stuff and all that. I feel like based on what we have seen over the last few years, and I remember Ethan Page was a big person spearheading, like, I want to do a reunion show, a homecoming show. And then when I saw Impact 1000, I was like, they need to do this every year. It felt so special. It was so cool to watch Gail Kim get beat up so much. It was really great. But, like, you saw that affection towards that brand and the nostalgia and how that connection was made. And now you see people like Chris Bay release videos of when he was a kid and he's like, I want to be X Division champion. He wasn't saying I want to be Intercontinental champion or WWE champion. He was saying I want to be X Division champion. As you were sort of getting started in your wrestling journey, did you have any particular affection to that, or was that just, you know, a place where you're like, you know, maybe one day I'll end up there? Because before they even switched, you were in WWE.
Yeah, it took me, I started training at the Monster Factory in Paulsboro, New Jersey, and it was about a year and a half before I was signed. So it was, the goal was always WWE. Yeah. I grew up in the Northeast. That was the promotion. Like, there was no Mid-South for me growing up. There was no WCW. Like, I enjoyed WCW, but the cruiserweight side of it, and then I would flip to Raw and watch Raw. And then when TNA came along, it was right after WCW folded, and then the X Division is what drew me to TNA, just because it was different, and that's, I think, what draws anybody to anything nowadays. It's what's different, what's better, what's new, what's fresh. And the old saying of what's old is new, TNA coming back is the old, but it's still new because people want that. They want that nostalgia. They want that TNA chant. And for Scott to stand there in the middle of the ring saying, we're fucking back, it's pretty cool, because I'm like, all right, cool, now I get to say that. I can say it as much as I want. If the boss is saying they're not getting fined, I'll take care of it. But it's just cool, especially with Bay. He's another one of those talents. So, so talented. And for I follow him too. So seeing, like, him being a little kid, and like, that's cool to see. Because me, I had the IC title, I had the Ultimate Warrior chair, the Wrestle Buddy as a kid. So, like, I grew up to be that. But to see, like, a guy like Bay wanting to be the X Division champion, and he's done it. He's tag team champion. And I know he's gunning for the world title, and hopefully one day we do lock ties again down somewhere.
What are your hopes, plans, dreams for 2024? I haven't prodded you about your contract like I have.
No,
Deanna.
You haven't. Oh, well, I did say I was coming up on 3 years, so.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, we're coming up on 3 years there. But with TNA coming back, are you giving the little?
Deanna gave that look. Deanna was. She was like,
But no, it's whatever.
Sorry, Ross.
It's news. But with TNA coming back, the TNA world titles, that's in my sights. And then also back to the X Division. If I win the X Division title, it gives me an option C, which I can go after the world title. And I always say it in every interview, if you're not after the world title, then what are you doing in the business?
So I'm going to have Deanna sit back down here for a second. Can we get Deanna around here? This will be completely separate. Okay, is she in the shot? Let's get her in the shot. I have my first match in 6 years this weekend against Shaza McKenzie. You have beaten Shaza McKenzie.
Yeah.
I need advice from you two on how to kick her ass.
Well, don't go for a low blow.
Okay.
That's step one. That won't work.
That.
You told me that you were sick when you faced her.
Yes. Yeah, so we did a three-way in Australia, me, Shaza, and Indy Hartwell. I was so sick. So if you could maybe, like, make yourself vomit, I feel like that would gross her out.
I will go full Mortal Kombat reptile and just barf all over her.
Yeah.
It's a street fight.
That was literally
it's legal.
Me.
It's a street fight?
Yes, street fight.
Oh, then you have everything in your wheelhouse.
I tried to borrow a kangaroo from my friend in Australia, and she said, we don't just have them here.
And it might be hard to get it here.
Well, yeah, she probably got hers confiscated when she came over because America don't play that shit.
Is she from Wagga? Where in Australia is she from?
Who cares?
Shaza?
Yeah.
Is she from Sydney?
Sydney?
I don't care.
I don't
do research.
I don't know that anyone is
You're not
going to
research
Wagga.
Her?
No, I'm not even training for this match. No.
That's smart.
Yeah.
She's going to throw up on her.
Yeah.
Thumbtacks.
Okay, good idea. I'm gonna bring thumbtacks. I'm gonna put a table under the ring.
Oh, you could bring baby powder.
That is, you know what? That's
baby
a good idea.
Could work.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Vegemite.
That's just because I don't want to sweat, though. I don't want to sweat.
You can get some Vegemite.
No.
Okay.
Oh yeah, if you could feed her, then she'll be tired and ready to take a nap before the match.
I feel like she's always tired, though.
Oh.
Like based on the work that I see her do in the ring, she always seems a little what? She always seems a little tired.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's the only explanation I have.
Okay.
Well, anyway, thank you guys for the advice. Greatly appreciate it.
As always.
Until next time. There's going to be an incredible jump cut to the end of me and Steve's interview that doesn't have what we just did, and it's just going to be you all, her sitting on your lap. Until next time, guys. We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.